Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an uncommon Ohio crop. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Not every farm in Ohio is made up of rows of corn or soybeans. A small handful of the state's acres are lined with towering chestnut trees. And these chestnut farmers are looking for ways to bring their harvest to more Ohioans and prove the crop is more than just a catchy line in a Christmas carol. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
As customers line up for a late afternoon pastry, Tim McKenna preps croissants. He pounds on a slab of dough and folds it over a stretched out sheet of butter to create the pastry's layers.
Yeah, God knows how someone figured out how to do all this, but once you get the hang of it, it's just running through all the steps.
McKenna has owned the bakery for over a year now, and he loves to experiment with new menu items. They don't always pay off, but he says when he made his first loaf of bread out of chestnut flour last fall, it was an automatic autumn hit.
People would line up for it. I couldn't get enough flour. I mean, I would order some, make a bunch of loaves, people would order them all up. Then for weeks I'd be hearing about, when are you going to make it again? When are you going to make some more chestnut bread?
McKenna originally got the flour from the nonprofit Rural Action. Its Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative has spent the last 2 years figuring out the best way to take unsold chestnuts from Ohio farmers and turn them into something people will actually eat. Amy Miller is a third-generation chestnut farmer who manages Route 9 Cooperative. Every fall, she sells about 100,000 pounds of chestnuts.
When we open the online store, we are pretty much sold out within a couple weeks.
But around 10 to 20% of the cooperative's crop can't be sold fresh. Before, Miller wasn't able to find a profitable use for them. Now, they're being dried, ground up, and processed into everything from pancake mix to chestnut beer to the flour that McKenna uses to make his chestnut loaves. He is bringing them back next season, not just because it's popular. It also connects to Athens' past.
Chestnuts used to be the biggest tree in this area. They were the kings of the forest around here until blight knocked them out. And so to me, it's this kind of lost piece of our history.
This history is part of what Michelle Ajamian of Rural Action says makes investing in chestnut farming and processing so important. When the region lost its chestnut trees, Ajamian says it also lost a great economic opportunity. Eastern Ohio doesn't have a whole lot of flatland for growing row crops.
But it's ideal for chestnuts, so it could really help Appalachia farming economically. And also, it gives us a way to say, hey, there are sustainable ways to get what we need economically and in our diets from the land.
So Ajamian connected farmers like Miller to actual millers who have the right technology to process those unused chestnuts. The way she sees it, the better Ohio's tools are for processing chestnuts, the better the market for the crop will be. And that could convince more Ohio farmers to grow something that has a really positive impact on the environment. Chestnut trees capture carbon quickly, and they don't disturb the soil the same way some traditional row crops do.
We need to look for ways that we can divert people's diets and also farm wealth away from these crops that are damaging the water and the soil and contributing to greenhouse gases.
Ajamian predicts it might take a while until these connections translate to a big environmental impact. But Miller is hopeful it will at least lead to more chestnuts in local markets this year. She understands good things take time to grow. That's chestnut farming in a nutshell. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.